You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place, because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. Everyone take a deep breath. Just release it. Today is a good day because we are breathing, we are living, and we have the opportunity to really make a difference and change, transform, and really be and experience ourselves differently today. I'm a psychologist with over 23 years of experience doing mental health therapy, and I know how important our mental health is. And so I am so excited to bring on my guest today. And I just want to say a little bit about CBD. Everyone knows I am a daily user of CBD. I don't know what I would have done without it during this whole pandemic. It helps me feel calm. It helps reduce stress, helps me focus where I need to be. And it's helping me kind of create that balance. Everyone knows, I don't know if everyone knows, but CBD is from the hemp plant. The cannabis is the mother plant, if you will. And then there's the hemp plant. It doesn't get you high. We actually, all humans have an endocannabinoid system, and we have receptor sites in every organ of our body that seeks out CBD. And what it does is it puts our bodies back in balance. And so, again, like I said, if you want benefit from mental issues like anxiety, stress, insomnia, if you want physical relief, if you have chronic pain or any type of anti-inflammatory condition, and you just want to get your life back in balance, please give CBD a try. My website is hemphappier.com. Find out more about the coaching and therapy services that I offer on my website, healthyminds.expert. And so without further ado, I want to introduce this amazing woman. Her name is Wendy Darling. And when I first heard her name, it was like, Wendy Darling, that is such a beautiful name. It's very catching. And so Wendy Darling is the founder of the Miraculous Living Institute. With more than 35 years of experience as a relationship and transformational results expert, speaker, seminar facilitator, management and organizational development consultant, master healer and coach, Wendy has created a unique and innovative system. It's called the Miraculous Living Method and allows people to get the results that they want with greater ease and speed. Wendy works with all facets of relationships, that's singles who want to finally attract the love in their life, attract love now, couples who want to replenish their relationship, miraculous loving, the relationship with your body and health, loving yourself lean, business owners and executives with their personnel to strengthen the team for greater productivity and profits. Wendy also trains and certifies coaches and practitioners in her programs and methodology. Wendy formerly hosted two of her own radio shows and has been featured in Forbes as well as numerous other publications. She is the number one best-selling author of Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late, and The Miracle That Is Your Life. Wendy's clients repeatedly refer to her as their personal fairy godmother. I love that. For assisting them in turning their dreams into reality, regardless of where they are in life. So today I am so blessed to have Wendy here to share her wisdom from Create Your Miraculous Life, It's Never Too Late. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Erica. It's wonderful to be here.
I just want to say, I love this idea of this miraculous life and it never being too late, because I know that we all have gone through so much change and stress and just having our lives turned upside down. And a lot of people are in that space where they're like, what do I do now? Where do I go from here? What would you say to that?
Well, I was one of those people too. Where I had already written my first book a few years ago, and I could tell it was time to write my next book. And the theme of it's never too late was very present for me. I was 69 at the time. I have crossed over into the 70, and I would still had so much more that I was wanting to experience, both personally as well as professionally. And so the whole theme of it's never too late was very prevalent for me. It was right in my face. And like most people, my life was also affected last year. It was really interesting. Usually I'm very inspired with the work that I do, and I was finding myself more flat. I wasn't really feeling that joy and passion and inspiration for my work, which was unusual for me. And a lot of times when I feel that, it's like, okay, let's have a little time out, go within. Maybe something is wanting to be birthed. And then on top of it, we obviously had a pandemic. And then on top of that, my son became very ill. And so there was a lot going on in my life in a different way. I was still working, but not as much. And my life was feeling very unmiraculous. And so I seemed to put myself in these positions where I really had to dig deep and really look at, okay, here I am suddenly finding myself in the miracle business and miraculous living. I'm feeling like my life's unmiraculous. What needs to happen? And that really helped me write my book. And so in that sense, I felt it was really important. And because, as you said, so many people's lives have been challenged in a whole lot of different ways, I felt the timing, not just because I was getting ready to turn 70, but for most people, it was like, you know, what do we do now? Now, some people did really well through the pandemic. A lot of people didn't. Some people had timeouts that gave them pause to maybe pivot, to shift their trajectory a little bit. So I just felt like the timing was right. And not to mention, you know, as we're kind of peeking our noses out now, we're still not out of the woods, unfortunately. You know, people could use a little boost, some inspiration, and that's in part what I was hoping this would provide.
Absolutely. We absolutely need that boost of inspiration. And, you know, I was reading the book and it's so engaging. It's captivating. So as you start to read, it just pulls you in. You want more of it. And, you know, you talked about having to switch your mindset. Like you said, things didn't seem so miraculous. And you kind of had to like check yourself and say, you know, well, what if I think about this differently? Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that change?
Sure. Well, first of all, I believe it's really important to acknowledge what you're feeling no matter what. It's not like let's pretend that this doesn't exist and we're just going to play positive. So I really had, that's why I was saying I had to dig deep. So it was like, okay, what's really going on? And there was a part of me that really didn't feel I was fulfilling what I call my divine destiny, that I really wanted to reach more people, assist more people so that they could be truly living their divine destiny, their miraculous life. And so that's really where this all began. So I had a bit of I can't say I had a pity party, but I gave myself some quiet time. And I live in an area in the San Diego area where it's very hilly. And thank goodness, you know, because we're blessed with decent weather most all the time, I was able to at least get outside and walk. And that also helps to clear my mind, and getting some of that motion is really helpful and healthy for me. I think probably for most everybody.
Absolutely.
And so I allowed myself to be a little flat for a little while. And I knew that what I was preparing myself for was miraculous living. And it's interesting, as I mentioned, I the book really started out, It's Never Too Late. And it was when I had a conversation with the publisher. I was saying, you know, something's not right with the title. I don't know what I want to do. And she, you know, it's one, I don't know if you remember the commercial, oh, I could have had a V8. But but she said, Wendy, your business is the Miraculous Living Institute. This is all about creating miracles. And I'm like, oh, because I did not set out to be in this bubble of being in the miracle business. It didn't start out that way. Can I share with you how I leaned into it?
And then, absolutely.
And I really feel in a lot of ways this was chosen for me. But it happened pretty miraculously. And in that, when my son was born in 1985, it is very common in Judaism to give your child a Hebrew name. And at that time, I really wanted to do that because my father had recently passed away. And it's also very common, traditional, that you name someone, you give a Hebrew name that honors the deceased. And so, you know, my father passed away when he was only 56 of a heart attack. And so it was really, so I definitely knew I wanted to give my son his Hebrew name. And my dad's Hebrew name was Nissen. And Nissen translates to miracle.
Miracle.
And then my former husband's grandfather had also recently passed away. His name was Charles. In Hebrew, I was told by the rabbi, wasn't that good to know, that his name, Hebrew name, would be Chaim. And Chaim means to life. My son's Hebrew name is Nissen Chaim, which translates to the miracle of life. And if you happen to be, or any of your listeners are parents, you know, when I held that little boy for the first time, I, you know, intellectually I knew how it happened, but I stared at him just going, how did this happen? So telling that story to my publisher the first time 5 years ago, is how my first book got named, The Miracle That Is Your Life. And because of that, I changed my business name to the Miraculous Living Institute. Because first of all, it was honoring my dad. And it also made me even happier because it honors my son as well. And there's nothing I love more than being Adam's mom. And so, the third, though, and I was just talking with some people that I'm in a small mastermind with just the other day, and one of the people was sharing how this body of work she was doing was chosen for her. She didn't feel she chose it. And that's kind of how I feel. Even though the dots got connected to here, somehow it feels like, you know, God, the universe, your angels, your guides, whatever, lump them all together, call it Sam from what I care, has been nudging me in this direction. And I have to say, I'm not always comfortable with that because it's a lifelong learning for me too. I'm just as human as the next person. Okay, I got a few little gifts up my sleeve, but you know, I certainly have moments where I'm in awe of my life, and I have a whole lot of moments where I'm not, and I'm just not aware. And so this really helps me help other people, because the truth is, everything is so miraculous. the fact that you and I are having this interview, I'm sitting in my office in San Diego, you're sitting in your office in Chicago, and we're seeing each other and we're talking. You know, I know there's technology involved, but quite honestly, to have it developed is rather miraculous. That Richard Branson just jetted off the other day in his little super duper plane. That's probably not the right descriptor.
but it's miraculous.
It's miraculous. And, you know, even a couple of years ago, I can't remember what it was actually called. It was a sonogram where I was able to see my heart. You know, we were looking at my heart because, as I mentioned, my dad died of a heart attack. So I'm 70. I haven't looked at my heart for a while. So we wanted to do that. And that little sucker was just working away so fast, so hard. And it's always doing that. You know, I go to the gym and we just recently opened up. And so I get to go to this cute little gym close to where I live, which I still love because it's small and not many people are there. And, you know, I do 17 minutes of high intensity aerobics on the elliptical or the treadmill. I'm cooked. I'm sweating bullets. My heart's going 24/7. I mean, really, how the heck does that happen? And we don't want to take care of that. Oh my goodness. You know, or just how all of this works somehow in harmony together to allow us to do what we do, look like we look, have the experiences that we have. I mean, oh my gosh, I am forever grateful for my health. And you know, I hope it continues for a whole lot longer.
Yeah.
Miracles, sure, it's the unexpected call or the synchronistic experience that I personally and most people love when they happen. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like the waters parting. It's simple things. It's like, oh, you know, my sweetheart is saying whatever he's saying. And instead of me rolling my eyes or going, oh my gosh, or whatever, you know, I take a breath and just accept, wow, that's who he is at times. Aren't I blessed that I have this issue, that I have to breathe just a little deeper as I listen to him. And to breathe a little deeper, that's a little miraculous in my book, instead of going, what are you talking about?
I know you have so many words of wisdom in your book as I read it, and I love the way that you have prayers in the book to God, and you speak just honestly from your heart. And I love this question that you ask. You know, what do you know for sure, and what do you wish you would have learned earlier?
Yeah, you know, I think I probably took the what do you know for sure from Oprah.
I love it, though.
Know, it's very possible. You know, I can't say that that was an original thought. But I do like, because a little part of what I do with my clients is I reconnect them to a time sometimes that their little girl or little boy didn't get what they needed, and it created interference, it created distrust, it created whatever. We could keep going with adjectives, and I think that that's an important part. And so there are times I do find that it's very beneficial to have a conversation with that younger portion of who we are, because sometimes it's never allowed to develop, and it's hanging on. Because a lot of times, have you ever had a situation where it's like, why does this keep happening? Well, it's something within you that's raising their hand saying, please just acknowledge me. You know, something happened a long time ago and I got squashed and I'm still hanging out. You know, there's a book that I got years and years ago, and it's Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And even though my body of work actually focuses on what you're creating, we do go back to some extent, not because of my process, we don't have to do it very much or as in depth as some traditional people do. And so it allows to free you up. You know, that's why people will end up getting results easier and faster, because I have now the ability to see energy. I had a very serious accident a number of years ago. And as I was recovering, I started to open up to my healing gifts. And I went from traditional management and organizational development consultant to, I didn't even have words to describe what I was anymore. And it took quite a while to get used to. I'm used to it now. I was shy about it for quite some time. I got over that as well. And I will work on anybody that lets me get my hands on them, because I really want people to be freed from their insecurities, their doubt, their trauma, their abuse, whatever it is that's holding them back. And so I have the ability, I kind of look at a human being as like this sophisticated Rubik's cube. And we're just looking at where you've gotten misaligned, and we put you back. And then also part of my process is working with retraining the brain and strengthening it, which is a very unique part. A lot of methodologies do not include that. And so now the mind begins to work in alignment with what the heart and the desires are that you want to be creating and experiencing. And it makes it so much easier, because if it's not working, it's the subconscious mischief makers that are getting in the way.
I love the way that you describe it, how you talk about your methodology. And it's interesting, as I was reading the book, I often will do like the affirmations or affirming. And I was reading this in the foreword, and this idea of these are some affirmations, but they're not, you know, traditional. I am free. I am safe to be me. It is safe to receive. I trust life has my back. I don't know, that just kind of resonated with me. I just thought that was so beautiful, because it's a different twist on what a lot of people find to be, you know, just, oh, it's, I can't connect with it. Well, this you can definitely connect with.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. So when I work with somebody, I intuitively receive affirmations. But I will say, and the foreword was written by Adam Markell, who happens to be a really good friend of mine. I adore him. And when we first really started to get to know each other, we haven't known each other all that long, maybe 4 or 5 years. But boy, once we met, we became fast friends, as well as with his wife. And so the one thing, though, that I want to add to that, because you're right, I think that is one of the issues, in my opinion, with affirmations. If your mind is not in alignment with that affirmation. So let's say you mentioned, I am open to receive. I will tell you, every single solitary person I have ever worked with, I've worked a little bit with my sweetheart. He is the only one that is the exception to this. And I want you to know, I tested him a bunch, because I was like, no, this is not. But it was. And every single person I've ever worked with is restricted in their ability to receive. So even though you may want the love of your life or to earn more money, if your receiver is constricted, you can only receive so much. And if, let's say, since you brought this up, I'm open to receive. Well, if all of this in the subconscious, the undercurrent, doesn't believe that, It's all going to rise up and it's going to be really, let me show you. That is not true. And so in my system, the Miraculous Living Method, it is a combination of sound healing. I also have transformational cards that hold an energy to them. You put your hands on the cards, you listen to the audio, then you say your affirmation. Because what happens is the sound healing on its own is very effective, and it will soothe the way into any type of charge or interference. The cards also have an energy to them, and they as well. But when I've put both of them together, it creates a very unique circuitry. So what happens is you're strengthening the mind to really believe, and it becomes a true neural pathway of, I am open to receive, and I receive all the gifts God's sending to me now. Now, any of the undercurrent that is not in alignment will rise up, but because of the environment of the sound and the healing cards,
wow,
it loses its hold.
It dissipates it. I'm sorry. I always say love is what dissipates anger or hate or those really heavy negative emotions.
That's true.
And so I love that process of creating such a peaceful, loving, soothing environment that when the negative comes up, it gets washed away.
It does.
It dissipates.
Yep. You know, David Hawkins, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's an MD and I believe a PhD, and he wrote a book called Power Versus Force. And he did a 30-year study testing people's emotion. And he ultimately created a scale of frequencies. So he found, for example, shame is one of the lowest level emotions in terms of energetic frequency. He measured this with, I don't know, thousands and thousands of people. It was a very long study. And then it keeps going up. And, you know, I don't have it right in front of me. I don't remember specifics, but what you're saying is, you know, accept, obviously, anger, frustration, those are lower level frequencies. And that's also why that if you're not careful, that you are with somebody, they can pull you down. However, you can pull somebody up. And I demonstrate this all the time. So you're right. If you come from a place of love, you can positively impact thousands of people at a time. I will literally sit in my home, in my office, I fill myself up with love. I then send it out to my neighbors, to my neighborhood, to my city, to my state, to my country, to the globe. And this allows for transformation. I teach kids this exercise because I teach, you know, if I'm at a middle school and I'm talking about bullies, and I tell them, they're just kids whose hearts have been stomped on. And this is just how they've been able to cope, and they can help. They can literally fill that person up with love. They won't even know that you're doing it. And I teach them how to do it. And I have a demonstration that even shows the power of love. So it really does become that simple. But it has to be a practice to dissolve the interference that most of us have picked up over the years.
I love it. I wish we had more time. We've got a minute, less than a minute and a half. Please tell my listeners where they can get the book, where they can learn more about the miraculous work that you're doing.
Well, to keep it simple, the book can be found on Amazon. My publisher would only let me take the Kindle down to $2.99. And then, of course, there's a beautiful book if you like to hold it in your hands like me. And then my website is wendydarling.com, W-E-N-D-Y darling, D-A-R-L-I-N-G. My email is wendy@wendydarling.com. And there are places on the homepage of my website that you can reach out if you want to talk with me. There's an RQ assessment, which stands for relationship quotient, see how you're doing or your tendencies. And in the book, there's a couple of offers. There's a results accelerator exercise in the book that's really fun and cool. So that's a few things. And of course, I love, and if anyone is interested in learning more about my certification programs, that is a conversation that can be had as well.
I love it. Thank you so much, Wendy, darling. I appreciate your time, your wisdom, and your energy. You're so beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Erica. I really appreciate today.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.